That 90s R&B, that 90s vibe you keep asking for, it's going to stay in the 90s. It will never come back. Possibly there would never be an artist or artists that could recreate those type of songs that we had back then because...
You something else.
Welcome everybody to Sarcasm and Orgasm. Yes, Sarcasm and motherfucking Orgasm. The podcast that gives you all the sarcasm. But you get to keep the orgasm. Yo, people, thanks again for checking me out and tuning in to another dope episode. I am your host, Will. And make sure before you do anything, you hit that pause. You go over to my IG, hit me up, sarcasm_orgasm, so you can get your daily dose of sarcasm each and every day on your TL. So, people, you know how we do it. Let's get sarcastic. People so focused on want to have that 90s R&B type of love. I mean, I'm pretty sure that I did an episode before about this. And if I did, okay. If I did, okay. And if you're tuning in, well, let's do it all over again. And let's really try to deep dive into it, you know, sarcastic style. So people want the 90s R&B type of love. People want the 90s R&B to come back in today. But remember, people, that's in the 90s. This is 2024. You can't bring that same energy here because it's not going to happen. You're asking for something to be recreated in a way to where it's going to be influential and it's going to be different. But that's not happening. I mean, these artists nowadays, they are sorry. And I mean, they are fucking sorry. They're sorry to where they're taking music from then and bringing it to now. There's nothing wrong with sampling. We all know that sampling goes on in the industry. Like, everybody's sampling everybody because nobody wants to be themselves. Everybody's trying to be a carbon fucking copy. But that carbon copy is played out. Like, you can see it. You see what's going on. You see that it's not what it's supposed to be because it's not being taken from a standpoint of it's going to make sense. Everybody keeps saying, like, oh, I want that R&B that just makes me feel good. I want those songs that I can sing to and I can vibe to, and you know, I can really rock out to, whether I'm by myself or I'm with my friends, whoever it might be. And that's fine, but it's not happening. It's not going to come back. People need to stop complaining about something that they know nothing about, especially if you're in this day and age. If you were born anywhere after the 2000s, you have nothing to complain about. If you were born maybe in the 90s, okay, maybe you can't. Now, if you were born in the early 90s, late 80s, mid 80s, early 80s, or even the late 70s, then yes, you got something to say because you was listening to it, of course, when you was young, you was into your teenage years, so you remember the vibe that it had when it came around. But these people now, everyone born after the 2000s, in the late 2000s, no, you don't know nothing because what you got is what you got. So stop reminiscing about something that is never going to be because you're allowing these artists to be who they are. You're allowing these artists to put out this bullshit that makes it seem like it's something that needs to be heard. It needs to be played over and over again when it doesn't. It's all bullshit. Everyone's singing and everyone's rapping the same thing and none of it makes sense. All we're doing is taking one stamp from one envelope and putting it on the next and saying, yeah, we're going to accept this. All you're doing is reproducing the same thing over and over again. Nothing sounds the same. Well, everything sounds the same. Sorry. Everything sounds the same. And everything doesn't have that effect. Doesn't have that lasting impression that makes, like, yes, this shit right here, this shit bangs. This shit makes me feel like I just want to get up and vibe and have a good time. Yeah, so that 90s R&B, that 90s vibe you keep asking for, it's going to stay in the 90s. It will never come back. Possibly there would never be an artist or artists that could recreate those type of songs that we had back then because nothing is going to be different when it almost comes to music. Music nowadays is music. You have to take it for what it is. So I just tell you like this, any and everybody who's listening to this right now, just know what you're asking for is not a lot. I'm not saying that you're asking for too much, but it's the type of things that you're asking for that I don't think you're going to get. So it's like the definition of insanity. You keep doing the same thing over and over again, and then you're expecting a different result. When it comes to insanity, so that's what it is. You're basically driving yourself insane for something that is never going to fucking happen. So people, stop asking for this 90s R&B love, this 90s R&B vibe, this 90s R&B mood that you want so desperately, because it ain't gonna happen. It'll only happen if you allow real good artists to put out real good music, real great music. Those artists, they were the last of their kind, and they would never be recreated. You can't recreate something like that, because in the sense of trying to recreate it, so enjoy it while you had it. Fucking enjoy it while you can, because I mean, it's going to come. No, I'm sorry. It will not come. It will not come back around any fucking time, no matter what. It's not happening. So stop asking for something. It will change when you go make the change, when you go out here and you find these artists who will make it, who will bring back those type of songs, who will bring back those types of feelings, emotions, convictions of the highest magnitude when it comes to, you know, putting it down, when it comes to talking about how a person is supposed to feel, when it's safe to say that it's okay to tell you what I'm thinking, what I want. But no, we live in a time to where you want people just to be canceled because they're expressing their feelings. And back then in the 90s, that was not happening. People were being taken for their word and their actions. Now you just want to fucking cancel people because of what they're saying and how they're saying it, because the people are so goddamn sensitive. So the people who wants the 90s R&B back, it's not happening, because you 2000 hoes, you 2000 sensitive ass people are canceling those who want to talk about what's going on and how they're feeling. So you stick to your sexy reds, you stick to whoever the fuck you want to stick to, but it ain't happening. So stop asking for it. Please do us all a favor and just respect that. So if you want 90s, listen to 90s on your Spotify or Apple or wherever. And then after you're done, listen to this podcast so you can hear both sides of the spectrum. Okay? So remember, this has been another episode of Sarcasm and Motherfucking Orgasm, the podcast that gives you all the sarcasm, but you get to keep the orgasm. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at sarcasm2_orgasm. I'm your host, Will, and I'll talk to y'all all soon.
You something else.